From Hollywood, with Kirk Douglas as our guest, CBS Columbia, makers of America's newest and most advanced television receiver, the CBS Columbia TV set, brings you the Doris Day Show. Yes, this is Don Wilson speaking to you from Columbia Square in Hollywood. And here transcribed is Warner Brothers' lovely singing star, Doris Day.
Hi, everybody. Well, to make everybody feel right at home, let's start off with an old-time favorite.
It was just one of those things, just one of those crazy things, one of those bells that now and then rings, just one of those things. It was just one of those nights, just one of those fabulous flights, a trip to the moon and gossamer wings, just one of those things. If we thought a bit of the end of it when we started painting the town, we'd have been aware that our love affair was too hot not to cool down. So goodbye, dear, and amen. Here's hoping we meet now and then, 'cause it was great fun, but it was just one of those things.
With some really exciting news. Oh, and Don, I see you have a couple of guest stars to help you tell the folks about it.
That's right, Doris, because this is the most important announcement about the exciting new CBS Columbia TV set. The only TV set with a Powertron chassis. The only TV set engineered by CBS. And so the only TV set, in the opinion of many experts, that can justly claim to be America's top television value. Now for some really expert opinion, listen to George Burns and Gracie Allen.
Say, George, doesn't anyone care what the set looks like?
Gracie, we're talking technical stuff. You know, tubes, chassis.
Well, I'm more interested in how the set looks.
But, Gracie, this CBS TV set comes in the finest cabinet styles you've ever seen.
All right, George, all right. Just remember when they bring our new CBS Columbia set home.
New set? Gracie, we've already got CBS Columbia TV sets in every room of the house.
Thank you, George Burns and Gracie Allen. And George is right about those fine cabinet styles. But the most important fact is that these sets are engineered by CBS. Yes, friends, see the new CBS Columbia TV sets at your dealers. They're really America's top television value. And now, back to Doris Day.
You know, folks, most popular songs run in cycles. Why, a few years ago, a song didn't have a chance unless it had a mule train or a wild goose in it. But there's no off-season for songs that speak of rumors. And one of my favorites in that department is a wonderful ballad, When I Fall in Love.
When I fall in love, it will be forever, or I'll never fall in love. In a restless world like this is, love is ended before it's begun, and too many kisses seem to cool in the warmth of the sun. When I give my heart, it will be completely, for I'll never give my heart. And the moment I can feel that, you feel that way too, is when I fall in love with you.
Miss Day, but we'll have to do that number over again.
Why, Kirk Douglas! Kirk, what do you mean, do the number again?
Needs much more production. Now, the way I see it, it's a sentimental song, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay. We suspend the orchestra in midair in the shape of a big heart. Then you come sailing through on a king-size arrow. You're made up to look like Cupid, and then...
Kirk, hold it.
Yeah.
I've got it. You are Jonathan Shields, big Hollywood producer, as played by Kirk Douglas in the soon-to-be-released picture, The Bad and the Beautiful.
Thanks, Doris. In fact, thanks twice. Once for the plug and once for recognizing the part.
Well, now, there's never any trouble recognizing the parts you play, Kirk. In my opinion, you are one of Hollywood's greatest actors.
What'd you say?
I said, in my opinion, you are one of Hollywood's greatest actors.
That's what I thought you said. I'd just like to hear you say it.
Kirk, is it true that once you really learn a part, you never forget it?
Doris, unfortunately, yes.
Why unfortunately?
Well, recently I was doing a scene with Lana Turner, and all of a sudden my mind went blank. I forgot my lines.
With Lana Turner?
My lines, not hers. All I could think of were the parts I played as a fighter and champion, a hard-boiled cop, a detective story, and an Indian fighter in the big sky.
Wow, must have been confusing, huh?
It was. I didn't know whether to hit her, grill her, or lasso her.
Well, anyway, I know you take all your parts seriously, Kirk. Remember Young Man with the Horn?
Never forget it, Doris. You know, there were a lot of great tunes in that picture.
Oh, there certainly were, Kirk.
It'd be nice to hear one of them again.
Say, how about I May Be Wrong, huh?
Well, do it right.
I may be wrong, but I think you're wonderful. I may be wrong, but I think it's swell. you're wonderful. I may be wrong, but I think you're swell. I like your style, babe. I really think it's marvelous. I'm always wrong, so how can I tell? Deuce it to me or always. Life is to me just a bore. Faces are all open spaces. You might be just a bore. You came along and said, I think you're wonderful. I think you're grand, but I may be wrong. You said that Edison would never make that light. You laughed at Mr. Franklin with his key and cut. The point of the song is I'm always wrong, but with you, baby, I'm also right.
That was really wonderful, Doris.
Well, thank you, Kurt.
And you know, it was really wonderful being here.
Oh, now, don't go away, because there's something I'm dying to ask you.
Oh, anything at all, Doris.
How about a song?
Well, fine. Sing one.
No, I mean you too, Kurt. Well, let's whip up a little duet.
Wait a minute, Doris. As far as singing goes, I'm strictly a shower man. I need water pouring over me to give me the rhythm.
Well, in that case, I guess we'll have to do it the hard way, old boy. Stay right there, and I'll go connect the hose.
Let's just take it. What'll we sing?
Say, remember the old blues number, I'm Red Hot Henry Brown?
Well, the script says I do, so let's try. I'm Red Hot Henry Brown, the hottest man in town. That red hot mama that you heard about took a look at me and her fire went out.
Wow.
Cause I'm a man that's hard to find. Cause I'm the red hot stepping kind. I got a heating stove for Christmas from a gal named Ann. Had to take it back and change it for electric fan. Cause when I hotty-totsy round, they call me Red Hot Henry Brown. Be my guest, Miss Day. Be my guest.
He's Red Hot Henry Brown.
Sure enough.
The hottest man in town.
Mm-hmm.
Went to Alaska about a year ago.
Cause they sent for me just to melt the snow.
He's a man that's hard to beat. The inventor of steam. Say, when he goes into a big cafe, then it's no joke.
Soon as I walk in, the place begins to fill with smoke.
Cause when we hotsy-totsy round,
they call me Red Hot Henry Brown.
They call him Red Hot Henry Brown.
Yes, sir, I'm Red.
Red Hot Henry Brown.
Thank you, Doris. That was wonderful.
And now here's Don Wilson again with some really good news.
You're buying a television set. You want the best your money can buy, right? You look at a lot of different sets, you hear a lot of technical double talk, and you're completely confused. Then you see one set with a tag on it, a tag reading, engineered by CBS Columbia. You think to yourself,
CBS, Big Television Network, Radio Broadcasting, Records. They ought to know what they're doing.
You're so right. CBS, the greatest name in home entertainment, has developed America's most advanced TV set. Pictures so brilliantly sharp, you think you're in the studio itself. The fact is, only CBS, with its tremendous engineering and electronics background, could produce the exciting new CBS Columbia TV set. And now, back to Doris Day.
Say, Kirk, you know, I get a lot of letters from servicemen, and I'd like to read one that I received this morning from Private First Class Jerry Clifford.
Good.
Dateline, Korea. Dear Doris, we hear your show on Armed Forces Radio, and we think it's tops. I also like to mention, we approve of your activity in the WALTASM Society. WALTASM, of course, being the write a letter to a serviceman society. It's a good idea because there's nothing a guy over here likes better than to hear from a guy over there. And you know, down at the bottom, Private First Class Clifford requests a song. Here it is, Jerry, for you and your buddies.
Gonna take a sentimental journey. Gonna set my heart
Glad you dropped in on us tonight.
Say, Doris, I enjoyed every note of it.
Good night, Doris.
Good night, Kirk. Be seeing you soon. Well, that just about tags it for tonight, folks. But before we go, I'd like to sing a song we've had many requests for. With a song in my heart. With a song in my heart. I behold your adorable face, just a song at the start, and a tune is a hymn to your grace. When the music swells, I'm touching your hand. It tells that you're standing. At the sound of the voice, heaven opens its portal to me. Can I help but rejoice that a song such as ours came to be? But I always knew I would live life through with a song in my life with a song Thanks for your wonderful letters. We appreciate every one of them. And until we meet again next week.
I love each moment with you. Love to be with you. Honest, I do love to be with you. Where I belong, singing my songs for you.
Now this is Don Wilson saying goodnight for Doris Day and CBS Columbia. And remember, among hundreds of different TV sets, there's only one that's engineered by CBS. That's right, only one that's backed by the world's greatest fund of experience and research in radio, TV, and electronics. That's the CBS Columbia TV set.
Engineered by CBS Columbia.
Friends, don't fail to see the new CBS Columbia TV sets at your dealers now. The Doris Day Show is a Martin Meltzer production, directed by Sam Pierce and written by Fred S. Fox. It comes to you transcribed from Hollywood. Doris Day appears through the courtesy of Warner Brothers Pictures and may soon be seen in April in Paris. Kirk Douglas may currently be seen in the RKO color production, The Big Sky. The Doris Day Show is heard by the men and women overseas through the worldwide facilities of the United States Armed Forces Radio Service.
And remember, authentic police methods add up to thrills on the lineup Wednesday nights on the CBS Radio Network.